Oh, it's full. Welcome, everybody. So today I'm going to talk to you about the Krita Foundation. But let's first get into Krita a bit, because I'm not sure everyone knows already what Krita is. Krita is, and here I'm going to be really rude and bold and say, the full-featured digital painting studio for artists. I'm saying the because when I was at a presentation last year and talking about how to do promotion for Krita, I was really dinged on the head because I kept saying, oh, Krita's just a painting application. No, it's the full-featured digital painting studio for artists. What we want to make with Krita is an application that you can use to create your artwork from start to finish. We have a bunch of goals with Krita that are... the first one is productivity. We really want to enable people to be productive with Krita. When David Rivard was working on the Tears of Steel storyboard, he had to do a couple of hundred ping images in a weekend. So I set up and made features for him so he could be productive, and he was productive. Krita is a real production beast. We also got some real powerful features. We've got all those color spaces, CMYK, Lab, RGB, Grayscale, everything. We've got all these channel depth, so if you're an illustrator, you can work in 8-bit RGB, that's fine. If you're working on a movie stills, you can work in 32-bit floating point, that's fine as well. We've got a powerful transform tool, we've got enormous amount of brush engines. Some people saw some of these brush engines already today at the Krita Sketch workshop, and there will be another Krita workshop tomorrow. We are trying to go some places as well. Krita used to be just a Linux application and just one we were having fun creating. We went last year to the tablet form factor with Krita Sketch, which is optimized for touch devices. I'm currently working on an Android port for that, but that will take some time. We are going to Windows, maybe to OS X. That's a bit of a struggle. Windows really is a very unfriendly platform to develop on. We are bringing out training DVDs. You saw Ramon's presentation of the second DVD. There are still 8 copies left of the Comics with Krita DVD. They are highly collectible, and you can get them over there. All the money we get gets used to sponsor development, and that's the reason we created the Krita Foundation last year. Late last year, when we were thinking of having a full-time developer working on Krita, it was clear that I couldn't do that from my own bank account anymore. We need to have a legal foundation. We created the foundation last year. We got a trademark this year. We are starting to become a bit more professional. So what are we doing with the foundation? What are our goals? And here I'm just going to quote from my notes because this is legal speak. We are going to establish services for active users and developers of Krita. We are going to maintain and improve Krita and keep it publicly accessible because it's free software under the GNU GPL license. We are going to establish funding mechanisms so we can fund development and keep the foundation operational. And we are going to provide individual artists and smaller and bigger studios with a great application for painting. So what are we doing with our money right now? We are funding 2 projects. One is the DVD, the Muses DVD. The other is Dmitry Kazakov, who is working mostly full-time around his thesis on things like improving our transform tool, on making Krita much, much faster, using factorization. Right now, we've got paintable masks, which were a bit of a problem. So we use this money to make Krita better, faster than we could have done when we'd just been a bunch of volunteers. Is this a problem? It might be a problem for some projects. Some projects have tried to integrate funded development and volunteer development and had not had a good time. It works for us, and I think that the reason it works for us is that we are using, that we are funding, sponsoring developers that have been volunteer members of the community for a long time and are now in a position to spend more time on Krita if only they have the money to eat. And that makes the community happy. The community is happy because community members get a chance to do more for Krita and Krita gets better. So what's going on in the future? We have a couple of plans. One thing that we get asked a lot is support for 2D animation, 2D painted animation. There's Synfig, which does vector-based animation, but painterly style animation is something a lot of people want. That might be something we want to spend funded development effort on. And I'm also really looking into working together with existing animation applications to get at a good solution there. There will be more performance improvements, of course. There will be more features. Krita is of interest because right now you can use it on your tablet as for to sketch on the go. You can use it in your own studio to create illustrations. If you want to make comics, you might want to have some extra features. That's something we are interested in, and we are also going places like the big VFX studios that make Hollywood movies. I've visited one of those places, and they were interested in Krita because of the HDR painting features. The thing is, most of these studios actually already use Linux. They use a free software platform. Most of the software they use is still closed, but it runs on Linux. Krita could replace Photoshop there because they hate rebooting to Windows to run a 2D painting application. And that means that Krita has a place there, and it might be one of the first GPL applications they actually can use. So we want to go forward everywhere. We want to grow, we want to thrive, and that's why I think we need a foundation. Has anyone got questions?
It's really great to hear that this foundation is working and how you're spending the money. I was wondering, how do you manage to raise the money?
That's a very good question. I'm glad you asked. Please buy our DVDs. That's the first step. You can also contribute a one-time donation. We have one or two larger sponsors that donate quite a bit of money. Something that I really hope people are interested in doing is subscribe to our development fund. Right now, Dimitri gets about 1,000 euros a month, which is not a lot of money. So it should be possible to get 100 people who just put in 10 euros a month. We've got all that stuff on our webpage. You can just go to krita.org and take out a subscription. I mean, it's less than a couple of cups of coffee.
Some more questions about the Krita Foundation.
You didn't show any kittens drawn in Krita.
This one is so cute, I want to show this one for a bit longer. I should have shown more images faster.
But no kittens. You can't
yes,
draw kittens
but the kittens are coming.
So I have a question, because in your description of your talk, I don't remember the exact words, but you say something like, after a long hesitation, what was your doubt about creating the Krita Foundation? Why would you not create a Krita Foundation?
It's such a bloody amount of work. Right now, the foundation administration, I'm doing that on my own. You have to learn about taxes, and that's not fun. You have to go to a notary public and get the papers drawn up. That's quite expensive. So I actually had to wait until I had enough donations so I was able to go to the notary and pay the 500 euros for that and then the 900 euros for the trademark registration. Raise your hand if you've got a question, please.
Further question around what Femke asked. Can you estimate how much work it was to build the foundation? About some 100 hours, 1,000 hours, and how much work is it to keep the foundation working?
I think I spent about 3 to 4 hours a week just doing bookkeeping and boring stuff. I'm trying my best to get people interested in doing the promotion because that's also a huge amount of work. We have to get new stories out with donate buttons to get the donations. Just getting all the legal stuff done, that was maybe 50 hours. That will be about 50 hours, just preparing everything.
And is any of your work documented for this? Because it could be useful for other projects?
No. But, I mean, just ping me if you're interested and want to know how to do this. And I can only tell you about the situation in the Netherlands, because this is officially the Stichting Krita Foundation. Rules are different everywhere. In Germany, it would have been an EVAL, and that has some very different rules.
Okay.
You said you are the program for artists. How do you compare with GIMP or MyPaint, for instance?
I think that those three applications have a rather different goal. Krita is for making art from sketch, start to finish. You start sketching, you finish your image, you save it as a TIFF file, CMYK, send it to a publisher. MyPaint is more for sketching, doodling, creating ideas. The Infinite Canvas is great for that. GIMP, I would not say that it's so much a painting from scratch application. It's much more an image manipulation application. When I look at GIMP, I see that making mosaics, the collage-like stuff, wild painting, that's the goal of GIMP.
Okay.
Actually, some years ago, at the first LGM I attended, people asked me, so, are you a GIMP killer? No. Are you a Photoshop killer? No. Are you a coral painter killer? Maybe.
Okay, that sounds like a good position. Thank you very much.